chomesh bilo es b'shivcha charufa. One person was boiled l'shivcha charufa five times. He was boiled one after another five different times. Is ein chayiv elachas. He's only chayiv one korban. Zadrashi, boil hey bilas b'shivcha charufa. B'shegig, he did a b'shegig. I don't know what's called. B'shegig is if she thought that she's not a shivcha charufa. Hey, she didn't know she was a shivcha charufa. A shivcha charufa is a type of a shivcha that is chatzi meshachreres and chatzi a shivcha, and she's married, she's mekadeshes to an eved ivri. So about half of her is free, she's called mekadeshes lechatzoyin, and there's a new din of a shivcha charufa. That's one man the yama. But I call upon him, you're boyla b'shoigi, means you didn't know she was a shivcha charufa. So drashi b'shoigi. V'noidaloi ben kolachas v'yachas. Then in between each bia, you know you did a chet. As you're boyla, then you found out she was a shivcha charufa, a modern case. Then again you forgot, and you boil her again. Is a nechayiv alachas. At the end, you only chayiv one oshem. Lohachi nokas adras shivcha charufa, mishum demevi korban echor alavelas harbi. Kadnam bekrisis. The mission increases like that. If for a lot of averis, you bring only one korban. Hey mevi and korban echor. There are five type of averis you do, that even though you do a lot of them, you only bring one korban. Alaveras harbi, habo ala shivcha, bias harbi. If you boil a shivcha charufa, a lot of bias, at the end you only have to bring one korban, one oshrim vaday. The chitanan mas nisan, the nifta be korban echod. The what's pshan the mishnah increases that says if you boil a lot of shivcha charufas, and not a lot of them, I mean the same isha, you boil her a lot of times, that you only have to bring one korban, hani milu bemezid. The mishnah says there when you boil her bemezid. By shivcha charufa, this avera, this chet, there's a chiddush hakra, yechayiv even b'mezid a korban. If you boil a shivcha charufa, means you know she's a shivcha charufa, and still you have beer with her, you have to bring an oshem vadei. There's a chiddush hakra, that even though all over kabonis are only b'shegeg, if you boil a shivcha charufa, for that chet a teresid even b'mezid. Tichsiv, the kairis tia, it says even after you bring the korban, still we give you malchus. Bekaris tiyim. O malchus b'shoigig leka. That's a cloud. We never give you malchus if you did the chet b'shoigig. So since here the Torah says you get malchus by being boiled a shivcha charufam, mash motorim that even when you boil a b'mezid, you knew she was a shivcha charufam, and still you had beer with her. Still the Torah says you have to bring an oshem vadei. Now v'gabe mezid, ribu kroa denitka b'korban echad al biyot harbe, k'di yalafosim. The Gemara increases, learns out. Even though you knew she was a shivcha charufa and you boiled her five times, still you only have to bring one korban for the five bias. Now v'chol shechein zatrashi, al biyot shegig harbe ve'elam echad. Pshita, if you didn't know she was a shivcha charufa, you were a shegig, and you boiled her five times, avad you only bring one korban. Al bu shegig, our chiddush is like this. Shegig, metchila you boil this isha, you didn't know she was a shivcha charufa. Could be you thought she's tam a shivcha, which is not, you don't get, you're not mechuyev a korban. Stam a shimcha is stam a lav, it's stam an essay, but it's not the chomer of a shivcha charufa. A shivcha charufa is a more chomedic isha, because since half of her is free, and she was mekudish to an eved ivri, so she's a ksas eshes ish. She's not an eshes ish legamri, because half of her is still a shivcha. She's only half of an eshes ish. But she has a more chomedic din than stam a shivcha. So you were a shoygeg. You didn't know she was a shivcha charufa. Abo shoygeg, now v'noidaloi ben bia l'bia. First you were boil her, you didn't know. Then in between the bia, you found out she was a shivcha charufa. And then you went ahead and boil her a second time, and you forgot again that she was a shivcha charufa. Here's the shayla. In between the two bias, you had a yediyah. You knew that you did a chet. Here's laman, this is ulus chiddush. That leman the boy yediyah betchila biyoshem vaday. Leman the yomer it says you only chayiv noshem vaday if you know vadi did the chet. Choshev hu lechalek lashomis. Here where first you were shoygig and then you knew vadi did the chet. Since that yediyah you need to mechayiv noshem vaday, it's called a choshev yediyah, and that yediyah is mechalek that the next bia you make, even though it's b'shoygig, you have a new chiyuv korban. Kavoyas kapora. If that yediyah is considered as if you brought the korban, as if you boil the mezid. Just like Rabbi Yochanan's shita was before, when you eat two kizaysem chelif. He ate one kizayis chelif 9 o'clock in the morning, and then he ate it again 10 o'clock in the morning. Ivenoida loy vishteyidius. And then later 11 o'clock, you found out that 9 o'clock in the morning he ate chelif. You found out one chet, and then 11 o'clock, 11:30, you found out you did the second chet. Rav Yechon holds the idea alone. That you knew first you did one chet, that's mechayiv to bring one korban. Then later you have another idea you did a second chet, that's mechayiv to bring a second korban. So according to Rav Yechonin, that the idea alone is mechalik, makes you bring two korbanos, here also. But when you boil the shifrei harufa, you did a first b'shogeg, then you had a idea, you realized you boil the shifrei harufa. So this idea is like mechalik. It's mechayiv to bring a korban now on this first bia. If you boil her a second time again, b'shegeg, you have a nuchiyiv korban, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that the yedi alone is mechalik. B'noid loy b'shtei yedi, shemei v'chatas hakol achas v'yachas. T'chashiv alei chilek yedi, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that you know, you did the chet, is kilo hevi korban ben yedi li yedi. It's as if your mom has brought the korban already. If your mamish brought the korban, then shita, you have to bring another korban when you did the second chet. You already brought the first korban for the first chet. It can't help for the second chet you're doing later. It's hochinami. Choshev chilek yediyah kilu hevi korban. Bein biya lebiya. That loitaman diyama. That holds if you boil a shifra harufa b'shegi. When do you have a chiv to bring the korban oshim? Only when you know about it. When you realize later you did the chet, you need yediyah, then you have a chiyuv to bring an oshim vaday. So if you found out you did the chet, that's mechalik. You have a chiyuv now to bring a korban for the first bia. Then you boil her a second time, you have a new chiyuv korban according to Rabbi Yochanan. That's what should be if you hold you need a chet. Now the Rashi Vashminan Ula telling me a chiddush now. The leman the loy boy yediyah b'yoshim betchila. The leman the yomer that says no. A chiyuv korban oshim is different than a chiyuv korban chatas. A korban oshim, even though if you only have a suffix, if you did a chet in that, that's called like an oshim tolui, you could bring the korban. And that korban is mechapa for you no matter what. Whether you did the chet, you didn't do the chet, the korban is mechapa. Because the chiddush is, even though later on after you brought the korban, you first realize you vade did the chet, you don't have to bring another korban. By an oshim, without the idea, even though you don't know vade did the chet, but if you brought the korban, even though min asofik, it's always mechapa. You don't have to have a yediyah that you vaded the chet. Is mele ena chashuv lechalak b'intayim. Mele, even if you do have yediyah, hey, so you boil the shifcha charuva one time, and then later you found out she was vaded shifcha charuva. Now, according to this mandiyam, it means nothing to yediyah. Whether you have yediyah, whether you didn't have yediyah, the korban is still a good korban. So yediyah doesn't mean anything. V'ena chayev elachas. Therefore, if you go ahead and boil the same isha a second time, and then you do it a third time, it lies like one long chet, you only have one chiv korban. The chiv on the loy chashiv la yediya, since this yediya you found out now, that you vade did the chet, you boil the shiv charufon, means nothing, you don't need this yediya to mechayiv your korban. But this man, the yom, even if you don't have the yediya, you just have a suffix. If you boil the shiv charufon out, with that suffix alone you could bring a korban, and you yait the chiv oshim. Of a zoy loy mechalekis, such a yediyah now is not mechalek. V'ho milse d'ula noket lo. Why does the Gemara bring down this din of ula? Hocho mishum d'rav din mi, the ari olo, parchino lo miplut Rav Yochanan Rav Shlokish. Because soon the Gemara is going to ask kashis from Rav Yochanan Rav Shlokish that we had before. That Rav Yochanan says, a yediyah alone is mechalek to bring two different karbonis. And Rav Shlokish said, no, a yediyah alone is not mechalek. What's mechalek only is the afrushas of the korban. Because the man you didn't bring the korban yet, one korban helps for two or three chatois. So the kid to this was ulus chiddush that like the man the yama that an oshim does not need a vad or does not need a yediya. Even if you don't know you did the chet, still the chiyav the korban you brought is mechaper for you. So even according to Rabbi Yechon that says usually yediyas are mechalek if you know in between you did the chet, you have to bring a korban for that chet. Then you know a second idea about the second chet, you have to bring a second korban, that's only by a chatis where you need the ideas to mechayivu the korban. But by oshim, you do not need the ideas to mechayivu the korbanis, ideas don't make a difference. That's the chiddush in the Mishnah increases, that if you boil the shiv charufa a few times, you only have one korban. Abi, it's the same isha. If you boil different ishas, so each isha is a guf echad, you have a mazundu asham for each isha. But kolzaman, you boil the same isha, the same shivra charufa, a few times, you only have one chatas. Yeah. So the Gemara. Maski blav Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna has the kasha to Ula. Ela meyata, according to your svara, boil. And you should take out the word choiz, you take out. Here's choiz, boil nimchak. Boil. The hifresh carbon. You will boil the shifra charufa, and then you realize you did the chet. So you mafresh your carbon, you brought a carbon ashram for the chet you did. The omar. And right then, before the kayin, brought the carbon, you told the kayin, himtinli, hey, wait a second. I'd share boil. I want to be boiled the Yishra a second time. And Mela, I want the second chet to be mechapa with the first carbon. So I don't want you to bring the carbon yet. Therefore, you have to finish be boiled a second time. Is Hachinami, you want to tell me here also, Yehne Chayiv Elachas? You're not going to be Chayiv a second carbon? As you're telling me, like the man Diyami, you don't need your Diyas, so no matter how many Chatoim you do, one after another, one carbon helps for all of them. So here also, even though you are mafresh the carbon, or because the man, the Kayin, was not makriv it yet, Luchur, you can go ahead now and do a Biya B'mezid, like Rashi before said, there's a Chiddush by Shifra Charufon. Even if you boil a B'mezid, still you have to bring a carbon. So Luchur, the same carbon should help. Or Malay, Ula answered back, there's no Sushtel. Maisa Delacher Afro Shakamrit. You're talking about after you already mafresh the carbon, then you do another maisa bia. That I'm not talking about. Maisa d'lacha frosha. If you boil the shifra charufa after you already mafresh the carbon for the first chet, loy kamina. That I'm zicha not talking about. That I'm also masking. Once you mamish mafresh the carbon, you took a carbon and said, this should be for me an oshim, for the fact that I was burled this isha, this shifra charufa, avad this carbon was set aside for this first chet. If you're going to be boiler a second time, pshiti, you have to have a new carbon. Heis Ulu is only talking about, you didn't set aside the carbon yet. Sam, you will boil the isha once, then you had a yedi, you found out you did a chet. Then you will boil a second time. At the end, no matter how many times you boil it, when it comes at the end to bring the carbon, one carbon helps for all of them. That's providing you weren't mafresh the carbon in between. But avad, if you were mafresh the carbon for the first bia, pshit, it only helps for the first bia, and not for the next one. So Rashi kiyosti Rav Dimi, loipola gal aduli. It's not really dings of chanula, but it is the next one already. Rashi himten yesh toy takrivu achi burlod. You stam tell the coin, wait, don't be makar the carbon till I do a second bia. Should that also be good? Does that but Ula, I never said that with your mafresh the carbon. Only with yedi alone, I say yedi is not machalik here because you don't need yedi. So the more ki yosi Rav Dimi Omer. When Rav Dimi came, he said another halacha. Like Rashi says, loy pligi adula. Rav Dimi is not coming to be mechula kanula. Elamaro machod, amaro machod. Each one is saying a separate halacha by itself. What is Rav Dimi saying? Ki yosi Rav Dimi Yoma. Laman di Yoma oshem vadai. Bo yidiyo loy to man di Yoma, not like Ulu said, like the other man di Yoma. That an oshem vadai needs the yidiyo before you bring the korban. No, like we said, if you boil a shifra charufa and you have a suffix, you're a shaygig, you don't know if she was a shifra charufa or not. So if you mafresh a korban, that's called an oshem toli. So good, it's mechap for you in the meantime. But later when you find out that you vadai will boil the shifra charufa, according to this mandiyama, you have to bring another korban later. Because when you brought your first korban, you did not know vadai you did the chet yet. If you don't know you did the chet, just like a chatis. A chatis pshit, the Torah says, hey there, love. You only bring the korban chatis after you realize you vada did a chet. Then you did the chet b'shoigig, but later you realize you did the chet, then you have a chiv to bring a chatis. If you don't know you did the chet, there's no chiv chatis. This man the Yama says the same thing by Oshem Vadi also. Later when you find out you vada did the chet, even though you already brought an Oshem Toli, a machta dais. The Oshem Toli is not mechapra on you now. Now that you know you did a vadei chet, you have to bring another korban. You have to bring an Oshem vadei. There is to be yotze the din Oshem vadei. It's only yotze if you know vadei you did a chet. So if Dimi is saying leman di yoma Oshem vadei is boy yidia, you do need yidia betchilom habezoi boil chomesh bilus b'shifra charufa. You boil one isha, one shifra charufa, five times you boil them. Is chayev al kolachas fiachas. In such a case, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you'll be chayif each bia by itself. It's in the case where you had a yediyah in between. You will boil her once, and then you had a yediyah. You realize that you did a chet. It's b'shas bia, you were shogeg, you didn't know she was a shifcha harufa. Later on, you found that she was a shifcha harufa. So this yediyah is mechayiv you now to bring the korban. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, yediyah alone is mechalik. Flies like it's one mice have ever done. Now you boil her a second time b'shogeg, you have to bring another korban for that. So Rashi, chayiv akolachas b'yachas. That's what the Mishnah says increases. There's a Mishnah increases that says that if you boil the shifcha harufa five times, you only have to bring one oshem for that. That's only if you did a bemated. Because every time you knew claw who she is, and still you did the chet. So there's a chiddush akroah that made it by shifcha harufa needs a korban. So there's also the chiddush, even though you did five averis. Since it's with one Isha, it's one korban. Inam mir also case shogeg, you did not know she was a shifcha harufa, the hela mechad. But the whole time throughout the five bias, you still did not know that she was a shifcha harufa. Avol shogeg. But let's say the first bias you were shogeg. V'noidolei bintayim. And right after that, you found out, yes, she's a shifcha harufa. You found out who she is. Is leman de cheshiva la yediyah b'oshem. But the man the yoma that says, you need this yediyah. To the mechayiv yud yoshem vaday, so this yediyah the choshev azach is mechalekes v'afil l'Resh Lakish. His davim is even according to Resh Lakish that holds tam yediyah is not mechalek. Here Resh Lakish is moide yediyah is mechalek. That's the davim. We'll soon see why here Resh Lakish should be moide. Yeah. So says the Gemara. Yeah. Boy chomash bilas shirufa chayav kolachas v'yachas. Omalei abaya zot abaya harei chatis. Nein, even by a korban chatis. To be in yediyah betchilo, by a korban chatis, everybody is maskim. If you ate chalef, so kol zaman you're a shogeg, or even if you have a sofik, you're mesupik if you ate chalef or not. There's no din for you to bring a korban. There's no din korban sofik. If you brought the korban, it means nothing. Later, when you find out that you vada ate chalef, that's when you have a chiyuv to bring the korban chatis. Hey, to bring a korban chatas pshita, you have to have yediyah, you did the chet, before you bring the korban. Hey, so rei chatas, to be in yediyah betchila, there everybody's maskim, you only have a chiyuv to bring the korban after you found out that you vada did the chet. O plegi Rabbi Yochanan v'Resh Loshim Melokish. Still, there's a machlekes there. Rabbi Yochanan is the one that says the yediyah is mechalik. If you know in between, you have to bring a second korban. But according to Resh Lakish, yediyah means nothing. Even though you need the yediyah to mechayiv a korban, of the yediyah alone is not mechalik. Kol zman you did the same chet b'shoigig b'shoigig b'shoigig, you only have a chet to bring one korban. It's only the afrosho, or else the actual hakrov of the korban that's mechalik. But the yediyah alone is not mechalik. So why do you say here of Dimi, by Oshem, even if you do need Yediyah, but it's not going to be more Chomer than a Chattis. So Resh Lakish holds that by Chattis, Yediyah does not make two Karbonis, by Oshem also Yediyah should not make two Karbonis. His district kappa kept quiet. So Drashi, but Rei Chattis, the boy Yediyah betchilo. Shimhei v'chatosoi, koidim shenoi deloi hacheta, hachet, enem achaperis. If somebody has a suffix, if he ate chelov or not, and he wants to bring a korban chatis, he's not mechap with that. The posik says, "Oy heida, I love baby." First, you have to later realize that you vada did the chet. You have to realize you vada ate the chelov, and then you can bring the korban. But if you bring the korban before you vada, I knew you did the chet, you're not mechaper. What?
Can you just bring an
Ashim Toli? You could bring an Ashim Toli. But a chatis is not yoitza. Chatis zikha only yoitza. You only have the kapor when you know about it. O pligi Rabbi Yochanan Resh Lakish. O kama Resh Lakish. To Resh Lakish says, Dien yediyas mechalkos v'schai b'shtayim al shnei zeis echelem v'lemechot. Almo lechashiv lechilak yediyah. Kechilak kapor. Resh Lakish holds, even when you do need yediyah, yediyah alone is not mechalik. What's the mechalik where you actually brought the korban? Kozman, you didn't bring the korban. Since it's the exact same chet that you did b'shoigeg, you can be it with one korban. Obazoy v'gav shifcha harufa, the yediyah shebein b'yelibiyah, lav kaboyas korban chashiva. Even though you knew you did the chet in between each biyah, but you didn't bring the korban, all you did was just you knew you did the chet. Is chashiva l'chalik? The same thing according to Resh Lakish, even though you know in between, you should only have to bring one korban. So there everybody's masking. If somebody eats chalif, and then he realizes he ate chalif, and then later in the afternoon again, he forgets this is chalif and eats it again, according to everybody, you chayiv two karbonis. Why? Because by chates, you only chayiv for the shgoga. Shgoga means you forgot something was wrong. That's called the shgoga. You forgot. When later in between you realize you ate chalif, without you ate it, or bazoi, then you're mechayev to bring a separate korban. Hevelei shtei shgogas. That makes it shtei shgogas. Mashenkein b'shifre charufon, even b'mezid, you have to bring a korban. So you don't b'davka need the shgoga. So bazoi, you need something to mechalik in between, has to bring a korban in between. Here you don't have a korban in between, so there's no chilek. That's a bias kasha. Resh Lakish zicher won't be masking by Yoshim Vadei. Even if you have a D in between, according to Resh Lakish, your D means nothing. Or Malay, so he answered back, Dilma b'maisa d'lachra afrosha kamrit, ukrev hamnuna. Hey, maybe you rev dima. You didn't mean to say just if you had a D in between. You meant to say another din. That lui tsu yu mafish korban. No, it's you avoil the shifra charufa. And after you boil her, you are mafish a korban. You set aside a korban for the shifra charufa. Then, if you boil a second shifra charufa, this korban doesn't help for that one. Omalayin, he said, Eneklam, you're right. That's what I meant to say. So Rashi Omalay Abaye Dilma, Ha de pashtis dilaman de boy yedia, chayva filuresh lokish, ve maisa liyachra frosha karmid. Yezicha talking about we did a maisa. What does that mean? Ukeshektafto de Rav Amnuna, Dliel. That we said before, where your mamish brought the korban, avu biyadiyah the kaidim, but yadiyah you had before, afil the Rabbi Akiva plukta to Rabbi Yechon Resh Lakishi, to Rabbi Yechon Nechshiv leyadiyah lechalak bachilus chelim afil shel chilus. So zaktim with yadiyah alone it means nothing. Yadiyah alone won't help you. The only thing that means is a hafroshes korban by anoshim. It's only you. Omalayin, he said that's not what I meant to say. Zotamor, Kiyosi Ravin, when Ravin came, Omar he said, Hakel Moedim Meshifa Charufa. Everybody is masking the such a din by Shifa Charufa. The Hakel Moedim Meshifa Charufa. And everybody is masking also by Shifa Charufa. O Machlaikis Meshifa Charufa. And also there's a Machlaikis by Shifa Charufa. He's the three din of the three different cases applies by Shifa Charufa. You will soon see what that means. Hakir moidim shiva charufas at Rashi, the ene chayi velachis. Everybody's maskim, there are certain cases by shiva charufa that you only chayiv one oshim. Elachis. What is that case, kedula? That's according to Ula. There is that Ula, that the man the yom that holds, that oshim vade does not need yediyah metchila. If you hold, you do not need yediyah metchila, so yediyah means nothing. So even according to Rabbi Yechinen, even though you boiled Isha, and then you had yediyah did chet. Then you boil another time and another yediyah. The yediyahs mean nothing. As according to Rabbi Yechon, yediyahs alone mean nothing. So Drashi, Hakel Moedim means Rabbi Yechon and Resh Lakish. B'shifa charufa the eshchilik. Both of them are moedah that shifa charufa there is a chilik. For Yaakov Moedim bo the ein chilik. That there's no chilik. O machlokish name bo. So Rabbi Yechon yeshchilik Resh Lakish ein chilik. For kul meforsh lohu. It's all these three machlokis and three shellas are shayich. By Oshem, by Shifa Charufa. What does that mean? Everybody's moedah, you only chayiv one korban kedula. The drash leman the loy boy yediyah betchila. Like the man the yom that Oshem vaday does not need yediyah. Even min asofik also you could be yitzah korban Oshem vaday. Or b'zay da'afilu Rabbi Yechon moedah. The Rabbi Tarfon lechashiv yediyah lechalik. Here, even though you had a yediyah in between the two bias, you realize you boiled the Shifa Charufa. So what? You don't need this yediyah to mechayiv you the korban. An oshem vaday could be yaitz, even though you don't have the yediyah. So merely you only chayiv one korban. V'chiyomer Rabbi Yechon yediyahs mechalokes. When did Rabbi Yechon said yediyahs mechalek? V'yafilu bein shtayim anasas belem echot. Even the chiddush we had before, we ate chaylev 9 o'clock and then you ate chaylev 10 o'clock, and they both was one helam. But just later 11 o'clock, you found out about one chet. the idea alone is mechalek. So tahani mili bechatis. That's only by korban chatis. The choshev yedia dilo. That chatis, the idea, the choshev azach. Because without the idea that Yevade did the chet, you have no chiyah to bring korban chatis. Chatis is only brought when Yevade know you did the chet. So mele lo tamand yom, you don't need a idea. Pshita, you only have chiyah of one korban. So the Gemara, we are kill moedim b'shiv charu for the chayav kolachas v'yachas, and everybody is masking zayrish lokish as well, and Yevyechin is both masking that you have here to bring two different korbanos when kirav hamnuna. That's the case where you mamish mafresh the korban. That you boil one shiv charu for, and then you mafresh the korban. You made afrosha. Since you mafresh the korban for that chet pshita, if you boil a second isha, you have to bring another korban. But since you already mafresh it for the first chet, pshita, that korban only goes for the first one, not for the second one. So Rashi v'akom moedim afilu resh lokish the yesh chilek v'afilu rab tafrin to goin bebiyesh liyachra afrosha kivam nuna. In the case we already mafresh the korban for the first bia, now you boil it a second time, pshita, you have to bring another korban for the second bia. And the machlokes Reb Yechon and Resh Lakish is also shayach in the din of shicharufa. How who? Leman diyama oshem vaday boy yediyah betchilum. Like the man diyama that hold that oshem vaday could only be brought when you had a vaday yediyah you knew klo you did a chet. So if you knew you need yediyah, then it's mamish like a chatis. According to Reb Yechon, on yediyah alone is mechalik. According to Resh Lakish, yediyah alone is not mechalik. Because so this man, the Yom Oshem and Oshem and Chatis have the same halacha. As the man, the Yom Oshem Vadi Boy Yedia Betchila Machlokes Reb Yechon and Roshim Meshlokish. That's the Machlokes Reb Yechon and Roshim Meshlokish. According to Reb Yechon, just like by Chatis, Yedia is Mechalti Mechayev to Kavonis who are in Oshem Vadi. Since you need Yedia, it's Mechalik. And according to Resh Lakish, holds no, Yedia alone is not Mechalik. There's no Chilik. You only have one korban. So Rashi Machlokes. So that yediyah is mechal to bring two different kavonis, afilu chatis de lemechad, even though you did the chet too, he ate two times chelev. Who won helim? Hochinami, machloikis bein de lemechad bein shte halomis. Ulu reshlokish de yom yediyah de chatis. Afagav de chshivim. Loi mechalekis, averus de lemechad. Kolzman you did the averus, one helim, one forgetting. Later when you found that you did one chet, that yediyah means nothing. Hocho, afil de shte halomis, lo mechalekis o kabrishis. Here, even though the chet was done with two different alomas, that means you boiled the shivcha once, and then in between you found out it was a shivcha charufon. So the second time the chet was a different haloma, still you only chayiv one korban. And that was Rashi's chilek, because here, you chayiv one korban even b'mezid. If you boiled the isha five times b'mezid, you only chayiv one chatis. So here, even though you had yedi in between, yedi means nothing. Yedi is not choshev to mechalek. You only have to bring one korban. So you have all the machlokes in Bashir Charuf. A new sugi now. So the more itma.